Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.
Now, you'll be well aware that Capitec's last remaining founder has officially stepped down, closing a real chapter in the bank's evolution. It comes as Capitec has weathered a significant stock drop and shifting market winds. So let's talk a little bit about Gerry Fourie and what the leadership shift means for Capitec and maybe the wider banking landscape. I'm in conversation with Koike Kooiman, who's Chief Executive Officer, Denker Capital, and one of the country's most respected banking analysts. So, first of all, Koike, welcome. How significant is this departure? Do you think it marks a turning point in the bank's, maybe its strategy and even its broader culture?
No. I think really the top leadership and Gerry specifically have done everything they can to ensure that the culture is very established and that almost like the transition from Warren Buffett to Greg Abel, they handpicked Graham, and he's been in the group for 20 years, four of them working as Gerry's analyst, and the last 4 years also working directly, being CEO of Capitec and Capitec Retail. And you can imagine, obviously, as analysts, that was the biggest question we've been asking Gerry, you know, what happens now when you leave? You know, is there new culture? Is there new dynamic? But he's quite sure that, you know, firstly, the person they've selected, but also the culture in the group, the whole Capitec group, is fairly fixed. Now, you know, who knows in 10, 15 years' time, but I don't see an immediate change. And then obviously, Gerry stays at least for another year in, as he says, a bit further away from the coalface where he can relax a bit more, but being there to help and guide. And most probably thereafter, he comes back as a director.
But at some point, there's got to be a change, surely, in the bank's direction. Maybe it's a shift in risk appetite. Maybe they're starting to look at better product innovation or just a different approach to strategic growth.
Yeah. So I would say the two challenges facing them, if they, well, the one they've accepted, the other one they haven't. And as you know, what they've really done well is moved from initially lending based bank and then lower end lending to a transaction based. And you can see that just in the numbers, how our net interest income has grown at 10% compound, whereas fee income has grown 20%. Yeah. And so you can see that just in staff, everything they've done is focused on being good at what they've done. And the big change was when they came with buying Mercantile Bank, going into business banking. And then the other one was funeral, offering a funeral product, originally with Sanlam. And so now the next initial phase is just growing the business banking side and then now going into life insurance.
Do you think that next phase then is going to be easier than the founding phase?
Well, they've now got what so-called in technical terms the flywheel effect, that, you know, now you've got a big client base. So any product you add very quickly gets accepted by your client base, as long as obviously it's the same standard. But I think, and you know, remember what they've always stood for is low cost, simplicity, transparency. So, but I think the two big challenges is going to be in the future. The one is international or global. And they started that, was it now 15 years ago? So they bought that small stake in Cream Finance. And that they've now got 97% stake in, and they've renamed it. And that gives them the opportunity to grow in six different countries. Now, initially, typically, Capitec, Henk Lawrence is going to, the first year, just really get into those countries, into those banks and all the units that they have there and decide what would work best. The hope is that they can turn those units into Capitecs of the future. But that's 10, 15 years. But I think that's the initial challenge, the big challenge for the group going global. And that brings a whole new set of dynamics with it. Just think of staff that come to work for Capitec. You can, if you're good, you can get an overseas posting. You can go and work there for 6 months. Just the learning curve. The other one where they aren't, and I hope they don't go there for quite some time, is obviously corporate or commercial banking. But eventually, business banking will lead you in that direction, because if your clients that you have are successful, they'll start growing and they'll be commercially big. So at the moment, it's all very focused, continue to do what they are doing and focus more on you know, I think life and insurance is a big new growth area for them.
You really do need chops, though, when it comes to business banking, because it's a very competitive space, and you have other smaller players like African Bank, for instance, that is also making inroads into the space.
Yeah, no, it's become very competitive, but it's, you know, I've had a lot of dealings now with Capitec and interviews and obviously with the others. It is so hard to beat them because of their focus on cost and the whole culture of client centricity, to get your whole staff to think of client first. And that comes through in the service delivery, that comes through in the way they solve problems that clients might have. It comes through in the cost offering. It is very difficult. And it's good. It's good that if African banks succeed, that they can challenge them and others. But Capitec have a very strong foothold now.
So you talked about Capitec's success being in transparency and simplicity, and that's absolutely all well and good. But the success, I think, has also been built on disruption. And without people like Gerry Fourie at the helm now, do you think the bank will still maintain its edge against legacy banks, given that it's entering this new phase, as you've outlined to me?
Yeah, so I think two challenges there. And every time I've seen Gerry the last 2 years, that's our number one question. You get to a point where an institution starts getting bigger and bigger and theoretically too big, where the culture starts dissipating and you get more complex, and complexity makes it difficult to slower to solve problems. You get committees to solve problems. Now, Capitec committees is a swear word, but at some stage, as you grow, you know, the problems become too difficult for one or few people to solve. So how they tackle that in the future is going to be very interesting as they grow. They have tried to do that so far to make sure that they push decision-making ability and power down as low as they can. So, you know, so you've got a lot more authority if you're on Capitec than if you were in a similar bank. It's interesting, Nubank, which is mostly the fastest growing retail bank in the world at the moment, it's in Brazil and Mexico, Colombia, have gone from basically 20 years time from 1 million clients to 120 million clients. Now that's real growth. They have actually just recently, the CEO has two or three of his top guys have left, and he said our structure has become too complicated or too layered, and he's taken layers out to make decision making quicker. And you know, so that will be the big challenge for Capitec. You're totally right in that. You know, to make sure you keep attracting people who can make those decisions and you allow them to make those decisions. But the other one you mentioned, not to be forgotten, is your systems. So Capitec had the big advantage of being a disruptor because their systems were fresh. So you could go in and design your systems to do what other banks would take too long to be able to compete on. And as you grow bigger, obviously your systems become bigger, become more interrelated. So to be able to do that, to keep your system such that you don't, that don't become legal, what is the right word? I was going to say legalistic, it's not legalistic, but to become a big legacy, that they draw you back. You can't change something that a new bank comes with to compete with them because it's too much software or hardware change. I think that's going to be the second biggest challenge. At the moment, they're obviously very aware of those. And Graham as well. So his background is actually, you know, also IT systems, data. So yeah, I'm not worried. Obviously, over 5 or 10 years, as it evolves, and it's going to depend on the new people who come through. Have they got that same hunger to really prove themselves as the founders had?
Always fascinating to watch the evolution of an organization like this. Koiki Koiman, thank you very much indeed. Chief Executive Officer, Denker Capital. And as I said at the beginning of our conversation, really one of the country's most respecting banking analysts. So thank you very much for the insight. I appreciate it.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.